Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus is to help creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified marketing strategies so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. All right, in today's episode, we will look at how to create a fantastic social media content plan in 8 hours or less. So you started this year determined to develop an amazing social media content plan. The color palettes have already been selected, and you also know which social platform will work for your business. In your head, you can see the results of all the efforts you will put into your social calendar. A 200% increase in engagement is what you pictured on your vision board for the last few months. However, you are completely stuck. Why? You have no idea how to get this wildly successful social plan in place. I mean, this should be easy, right? All you need to do is slap on a few quotes, social holidays, and a few buy now posts. Truth be told, you have no idea what else to say to your audience. How do you make them respond to you? All you hear are crickets. Then what do you do next? Have no fear. In this particular episode, you will learn how to literally jumpstart your entire weekly social schedule using a few secret hacks. You will also learn how to set up your own social plan in 8 hours or less for a 90-day time span. Are you ready? So what is social media content plan anyway? Well, if you have never planned social media or even a content plan for social media before, you are probably wondering what is a social media content plan. To be honest, it is really developing a structured plan for your social media profiles so that you can get the desired results for your blog or business. In a nutshell, it involves sitting down, yes, and planning all your social content across your social profiles for 90 days or 52 weeks if you prefer, but it doesn't have to take all that time. It doesn't have to take forever. It is possible that you have been doing it all wrong for the last few months or years. One way to know if you are doing it wrong is if you spend hours every week planning social content. A structured plan for social media does require getting a return on your investment. However, the most important aspect should be mapping it out depending on your buyer's journey, planned themes, plus the season of your business. Yes, it's the season of your business. So first, the buyer's journey and social media. Chances are that you have heard me mention before in other places, in other podcast episodes, or even read it on my blog. However, understanding the buyer's journey is crucial to getting your social media content right every time. Let's take a brief look at this, at the buyer's journey once again. So if you head over to the show notes, bit of a tongue twister, if you head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/social-media-content-plan, and that's social-media-content-plan, you get an image showing you the buyer's journey. And I'm just going to sort of read it out for you. It's like an upside down triangle. And at the very top, you've got awareness, you've got interest, consideration, conversion, and then retention at the very bottom. And out of those, you have all the different types of content that fall in those categories. For example, awareness would have images, short videos, and GIFs. Interest will have blogs, longer videos, and podcasts. Considerations will have webinar, case studies, testimonials. Conversion will have case studies, masterclass, 5-day challenge, retargeting, and then retention would have rewards, reviews, and discounts. So you should head over to the show notes and you'll see that image there. So as you can see, at the very beginning, it is all about building awareness of who you are and what you do for your potential clients. A great way to look at it is the analogy of getting married. When you meet someone on a date for the first time, there isn't an expectation of a marriage proposal, although I do have a story in that area for you, but that's for another time. In the same way, when a potential client finds you online for the first time, they are not expected to buy your product for $497 or even start a course with you straight away. Well, it depends, again, on their journey. You will need to court them for a while and show them how good you are at what you do. They also need to experience your delivery of service via freebies, blog content, or low-cost items first to build that trust. Once they get to know you, then they are happy to buy products that are $97 or even $497 or even higher because they believe in you. Seasons of your business. So do you know where your business is right now in terms of its season? Did you know that there was such a thing as different seasons of a business? Well, in the same way potential clients come to know, like, and trust you, in the buyer's journey, there's a similar journey for your business, for any business, or your business. For example, if you're starting your business for the first time, the first thing you need is visibility to drive awareness of your business, because nobody knows you, they've never heard of you before, except obviously your family and your close friends. The awareness season is also good for doing research on your niche or for building authority. So the four seasons of a business include awareness, relationship, conversion, and income. In the relationship phase, you are all about building relationships with potential clients via social media. So you've built awareness, they've seen you now, and now you want to engage with them. It is a two-way conversation where you're getting to know your potential clients better and finding out who are your real fans. When it comes to conversion, this is where you invite those potential clients to prove their loyalty. You invite them to join your email list or spend time on a webinar with you. Finally, you'd have both the income and conversion stages tend to happen in sync with each other. It happens when you know exactly what the potential clients want based on their one-to-one feedback with you and their responses to your questions. This means that you are launching a product, running a special offer, or even doing a beta test of your product or service. Bearing in mind that these seasons are not equal in length, with awareness being the longest, together with building relationships. So the question for you is, what season is your business in right now? So you're probably wondering at this stage, what should you post for each season? Especially when it comes to social media, obviously. This is not an easy question to answer, but I will give you a few tips and suggestions here. Let's first look at what is most appropriate for the awareness season. Imagine for a second that you are a brand new business, like a new kid that moved into a neighborhood and you have new friends. Dun, dun, dun. What's the first thing that you do? I guess it depends on your personality. Well, people have an interesting habit of judging you or judging who you are by your first impressions. One clever trick is to post about what you eat or drink or use on a daily basis so potential clients can start to associate you with great brands. For example, you can talk about how you use Grammarly every week in your business to reduce mistakes in your blog posts or content to save time. Although this may initially sound strange, your potential clients will start making an association between you and great, well-known brands. Next, you've got relationship. As the name suggests, this is where you start inviting your audience to take part in your conversations. This is accomplished by asking them to respond to questions, polls, or surveys. You can even ask them their opinion on certain topics. Notice the important difference between awareness and relationship. During the awareness phase, you are not asking them to respond to anything at all. You're just building visibility and helping them to associate you with good brands. However, the relationship starts building when you start asking them to participate on your profile, in your conversations, so to speak. Conversion is up next. Now that you are no longer the new kid on the block and your audience is getting to know and like you, it's time to make the next move. Will he try to hold her hand, or maybe he should try asking her out on a first date? This, of course, I'm referring to in dating. And with social media, it's exactly the same. Yes, conversion is very similar to dating, where you want to take your loyal fans from social media onto your own platform. So you invite them to a webinar or sign up for something valuable like a worksheet or cheat sheet or workbook. A Facebook group can also be a great option at this stage. So at income, so income level or income season, at last, now that you know what they like and the kind of solutions they to their problem, it is time to make that proposal. You outline how you can help them transform their lives by doing X, Y, and Z. Are they willing to experience a better life or business with you? It means your post will be all about a product launch, beta testing, coupon codes, discounts, testimonials, etc. A great idea is to offer a free masterclass via a webinar where you'll give them the opportunity to solve a small challenge better with your product or service or with a small freebie. It could be a cheat sheet or a workbook. Help them be more organized, etc. All right. So next up is themes for social media content. So one thing to keep in mind is that you can have a theme every quarter for your business. Having a focused theme, will help you stay on topic as well as easily find content that relates back to your theme. Let's look at a practical example. If you're a beauty blogger, you can have four themes every year. Your themes can look like this. First quarter is less is more. Second quarter could be out with the old and in with the new. Third quarter, which is obviously during the summertime, it's all about summer and everything bright and cheery and happy and outdoorsy. And then the fourth quarter, which is near the winter season, you have everything going back to cozy, getting comfortable, getting ready for winter, and especially party times. A lot of parties happening that time of the year. So as you can see, it is a good idea to choose themes that are broad, which gives you the opportunity to incorporate many ideas. It helps you to narrow your focus and make it easy to find content that will easily reflect that particular theme. You will notice that it will be a whole lot easier to be creative when you have a theme compared to starting with a blank screen or even a blank sheet of paper. All right, up next, you're going to look at the 80-20 rule of social media content for beginners. Now that you have a fair idea about your potential clients' buyer journey, the themes that you can, you want to put for every quarter, as well as the seasons of your particular business, let's look at the realistic situation. You want to map out your calendar for the next 90 days, and you are wondering what to put where. The first thing you need to remember is the 80-20 rule, which is 50% of your content are generally about building awareness and relationship. To accomplish this, you need to think about filling out most days with interesting facts, quotes, and even talking about brands you use to get stuff done. Once those are filled in, focus on relationships, which is another 30% of the rule. So just right at this stage, that's the 80%. So 80% is all about the awareness and relationship together. You would like to build and ask questions that will give you insight into your clients. So be sensible about what you ask. Don't ask awkward questions, basically. Feel free to make it fun and entertaining. For example, here's a question. If you were given $1,000 to spend on your business or makeup or self-care or beauty regime, depending on your niche, what would you buy and why? And you can imagine the kind of answers you get back to that kind of question. So remember that your potential clients are people with challenges, with emotions, and even fears. Finally, as a business, you will have income and conversion goals. This is where a course or product launch, evergreen items that you sell, make up the remaining 20% of that rule. Sprinkle those income-related posts throughout your 90-day social media content plan as needed. It will take some tweaking to get it right, but if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. All right, so we can look at a 90-day social content plan example. Yes, I do have examples. Remember, you can head on over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/ social media content plan so you can get to see everything that I'm mentioning here. So one of the best ways to help you with executing a great content plan is to show you examples of one in action. Here's an example of one that is color-coded to show you how to get started step by step. First thing you need to do is head over to Asana, and that's A-S-A-N-A, and create an account if you don't already have one. By the way, it's free of charge. You don't need to pay for it. After you are inside Asana, create a project. You can call it a social media plan template, for example, or social media content plan, and give it a date, like quarter one. You want to be able to copy this over to a new template every 3 months. And here is an example of mine. So I've left a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/social media content plan. You can decide to go with a list view or board view, but choose one that is most comfortable for you. Then you can, once you're in the board view, you can create four columns, or should I even say five columns, if you're using the board view, or five sections if you're using the list view. Here is a screenshot of the board view. If you head on over to the show notes, you'll see there. And I have five columns. I've got awareness, relationship, conversion, income, and then national days. So this is what the list view should look like for you, if that is your preference. Again, I have the same thing, but it's this time it's in a list view: awareness, relationship, conversion, income, and national days. I also have a screenshot showing you, you know, when you click on the little chevrons in the list view, what that looks like, especially for the national days. So now that you have the content plan template basically out, how do you populate this content plan template? You need to spend time grabbing all the national holidays for your preferred location. So national holidays, I'm referring to things like National Chocolate Day, National Eat an Egg Day, or National Cupcake Day, or, you know, all of those days that are not necessarily public holidays, but they're really great days for conversation starters, where you can actually tell about a story, whether it be about your business or your personal life, to help start a conversation with your potential clients. I've left a link in the show notes. Again, head on over to successunscrambled.com/social media content plan. You get access to that link that will allow you to grab the national holidays that relate back to your business. And nearly every single day of those national holidays, there are about three to seven different national dash day, whatever it is. And some of them would not relate to my business. I wouldn't choose them. Some of them do. So I choose the one that's most appropriate, when I can find a story, when I can talk about with my potential clients, just to get it as a conversation starter. You then head over to Pinterest to grab a big list of 15 to 20 quotes for your motivational Mondays or your niche quotes. So in the show notes, I have a screenshot showing you an example of makeup quotes. Yes, I did say makeup quotes. And I'll read out a few of them for you. Lipstick can't solve problems, but it's a pretty good start. I run on coffee, sarcasm, and lipstick. Current mood. Need to buy new makeup. Eyebrows. Eyebrows, the one thing you can get into shape without exercising. So these, as you can see, these quotes are quite fun, and you can actually give a story about your eyebrows, or give a story about lipstick, the color lipstick that you like. But these are just, as I said, conversation starters. And they're a great, really great, simple way. You don't even have to, you know, think really hard. You just have to go to Pinterest, type in whatever quotes, and you have these. I like to put these on a Friday, because people are always in a fun mood on a Friday, unless obviously they're stressed with something. But it's a great day to put all of those particular quotes, either on a Friday, on a Monday, should I say, because people hate Mondays. Because Fridays, I put in the national holidays, because people are always in a holiday mood on a Friday. So in many cases, Tuesdays tend to be labeled as Tip Tuesday, or hashtag Tip Tuesday. So you can write up about 15 tips really quickly for 15 Tuesdays of the month. Because remember, this is a whole quarter. A quarter consists of 13 weeks, just in case you didn't know. Sometimes you've got an extra half week, depending on if one of the months have a longer the way the days fall, have a longer, more days than the other. So if something has 31 days and it starts on a Friday, for example, you get a much longer, or in the middle of the week, it starts, you get a much longer month compared to, obviously, February, which is shorter, no matter which way you slice February. Okay, so that's your tips for Tuesday. So far we've got quotes, you've got holidays, so that's 3 days taken care of. So you have your national holidays, that's 13 Fridays. You've got funny quotes or motivational quotes, that's 13 Mondays. You've got Tip Tuesday, that's 13 Tuesdays. So right now that's 3 days down. So you see how this easy this is getting? Next, you think of the question. So obviously this is the bit where you want engagement. Think of 15 questions that you are dying to ask your audience that will encourage them to engage with you. Remember, I gave the one earlier about if you have $1,000 to spend on X, whatever that X is, what would you spend it on and why? So that's a really good question to ask your audience. Now is a good time to think of also 15 stories. So that's, you have your questions down. So that's 15 Wednesdays done. Now is a good time to think of 15 stories of stuff that happened to you recently that your audience can share a similar experience. So if you went on a fishing trip, or if you went on a holiday, or on a day out, or you went shopping, or, you know, just think of things, or you're probably using a bit of software, or think of 15 stories that your audience can, you know, relate back to you. And so that is the Tuesdays, the national holidays, the quotes. Sorry, let me start again. The Tip Tuesdays, the national holidays, the quotes or motivational quotes, the questions, the stories. So that's almost your entire 90 days already taken care of. However, in saying that, you still have to add in your income or sale days. So just remember that. Sometimes you want to post on social twice, for example, this is like Twitter and Instagram. You might want to post 3 times a day. So although you might have your entire calendar filled up with these, think of what else you can add to continue that conversation. Remember that you're looking for engagement from your followers or from people on social media. Then think of all the freebies, offers, sale items that you can use to sprinkle through all these posts over the next 90 days. Are you stuck for ideas? So say we went through all of this and you're still stuck. Well, I have great news. As a member of Ivory Mix, I get access to 10 to 15 captions as well as 10 to 15 inspiring quotes every single month. It costs me less than a slice of cake every day or a cup of coffee a day for my annual or monthly membership. If you would like, I've left a link in the show notes. You can hop on over to the show notes, successonscrambled.com/social media content plan. I've left a link in the show notes where you can get access to that membership plan that gives you, you know, 10 to 15 captions every month, or as well as 10 to 15 inspiring quotes that you can use. But I really ask you to just try Pinterest, because it's very niche specific on Pinterest, where you can grab quotes that's relating to specifically to your niche. All right, so now that you have all of that ready, all of the content is now all set, ready to go. Let's look at the actual 90 days of social media content, the actual layout. So it took me less than 8 hours, but here is my content plan for the next 3 months from a bird's eye view. So again, you can head over to the show notes and you'll see it there. I've actually put all of the content in. So once you have the content done in the list format or in the board view in Asana, all you simply need to do next is decide which you're going to assign to which day. So the quotes and the national holidays are easy, because the national holidays, National Chocolate Day, will always be the National Chocolate Day. You can't go wrong with that. The quotes, you can decide to put them wherever, because it doesn't really matter. Unless, of course, the quotes refer to something that's happening at that time, something to do with the current affairs or anything like that. But the quotes should be easy. You just assign one to every Monday of the week, and you're done. Obviously, except days like if it falls on an Independence Day or Cinco de Mayo or any of those actual public holidays, just think about that as well. You'll notice that everything I have is color-coded so that I know what is happening at a glance every single day. I don't do social posts on weekends, only Monday to Friday, because that is my particular preference. You also would like to check out my ones for May, June, and July. Head over to the show notes again, successonscramble.com/social media content plan, and you would see I have 3 months worth of content mapped out, all color-coded, ready to go. It is super simple to tag tasks in Asana. You can give it a name. So I've color-coded red as awareness. And by the way, this is all by, you know, by the different seasons as well. So you've got awareness, relationship, conversion, and income. So it's all tagged. So the red for me was awareness. The green was income. The yellow was relationship. So, you know, I always think of yellow as, you know, flowers, having a relationship with someone. Blue is conversion. So again, head over to the show notes. You'll see all of mine laid out there. And you'll see the 80-20 rule applying there as well. And this could be as well according to themes. Remember that. You notice that all of my income generating posts are green and my happy national posts, holiday posts, are in pink. So check out my posts for the month of July as well. It's all there. Remember, if you're stuck and need help coming up with ideas, so check out my Ivory Mix membership. I've left a link in the show notes. If you would prefer to outsource it all together, then check out my social media services. Because sometimes you don't have time, you're really busy, you have other things to be doing. This is probably just a side hustle, or maybe it's not something that you like to spend time doing. You prefer to pay someone else to do it. Again, I offer social media services for that. All right. So many business owners know that social media marketing is an important tool that can be used to build important relationships online. However, there seems to be a general consensus that posting regularly on social media is too hard, overwhelming, or consuming. Or time-consuming, should I say. The question is, what exactly is difficult? When you take it up and you break it up into small, bite-sized pieces, what exactly is difficult about social media marketing? Is it the posting? Is it creating the images? Is it mapping out the 90 days of content? Or is it actually coming up with the ideas? Something I think you like to ask yourself that question. Maybe you have tried many times in the past, but the engagement was poor, so you're very disappointed. If the issue was engagement, be sure to take a look at my previous episode about doing a social media audit before embarking on a brand new campaign. Also, be sure to spend some time looking at how you can easily do social listening to see what's working for others in your particular niche as well. I've left a link in the show notes around social listening as well as social media audits. So over to you. Have you ever tried mapping out 90 days of social content? Which camp are you in? Do you need help with social media prompts? Or do you need to outsource your social media planning to someone else? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success and Scramble podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial or digital marketing world. Your positive review of the podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. Do you need help understanding the difference between social media platforms? If so, take a look at the episode I did on Pinterest versus Facebook. I've left a link in the show notes. Are your potential clients on LinkedIn, but your profile sucks? Have no fear. You can read up or listen to the podcast about how to set up your awesome LinkedIn profile. I've left a link in the show notes. If you want, or do you want to create a professional presence on Facebook? No problem at all. You can learn how to create a Facebook page the right way. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. My focus continues to be simplifying marketing for creatives so that they can get the visibility that they need for their business. This gives them the time, the freedom that they need to spend more quality time with their loved ones. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.